You know, the understanding of who the self is. A lot of people think that this is a very Eastern idea, understanding the self. It's not. It's a human idea, understanding the self. Who are you? What are you? Everybody on the face of this earth, sooner or later, will ask the question, who am I? Above and beyond everything that we get involved in, who am I? What is it to be a human being? You come in this world, and I was thinking today, for me, everywhere I go, it's like passing through. So I go home and I'm just passing through. I'm not there too long, I'm passing through. And I go to one country and I'm passing through. And go to another country and just passing through. And before you know, life is the same way, just passing through. And this is what we do. And in one way, all the complexities of being on earth, our relationships, our ideas, our wishes, our dreams, trying to realize those dreams, trying to wonder why things happen to us the way they do, why things are good, why things are bad, why things are right, why things are wrong. All these complexities, and we want to understand them. But we never focus on understanding who am I. And unless you know who you are, what is your reference? Unless you know what a human being is, how would you know what a human being is supposed to be? But what is a human being? Of course, these are physical traits, but what is a human being? And what is the importance then of understanding what a human being is? Because in our aspirations, what do we want? There is a state of being, and in this state of being, a person becomes desireless. Desireless. You can call that state contentment. You can call that state happiness. You can call that state bliss. You can call that state peace, and I don't really care, because these are just words. What I do care about is that state. I don't care about the words, but the world's caught up in the words. Talk to me about peace. You're ambassador of peace. What? Peace is inside every human being. And peace is something really cannot be talked about. It needs to be felt. So the question then becomes is that in this process of feeling the self, understanding the self, do you feel that state? Are you in that state of equilibrium? Now you may say, what are you talking about? Well, this is how your body works. Your physical body works like this. If there is something wrong, it'll tell you. But if there's nothing wrong, it shuts up. Feeling of well-being, as some people call it, peace. Because there, no more, no less, nothing being weighed, nothing being measured, go on, be, exist, and filled with the feeling of well-being, glad to be alive, content, content. This is the nature of the self. This is the nature.